welcome to Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig, episode 120. Hi, Craig. How are you?
Hi, Reza. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Everything fine with you?
Everything's wonderful. Thank you very much. If you're a new listener to this podcast, you're very welcome. Reza and I are going to help you improve your English, your pronunciation, your grammar, and your vocabulary. What are we speaking about this week, Reza?
In this week's episode, we're going to help you with some common collocations with the verbs break, catch, and pay. Three very common verbs.
Yes, we did look at the verbs make and do, collocations that go together with make and do back in episode, do you remember?
Oh, I can't remember now.
It was the very, very first episode.
Episode one. Oh, wow. Episode number one.
If you go to inglespodcast.com/1, you can practice your collocations with make and do. But the idea for this episode came from Adriana Salazar, who wrote to us with some feedback. Reza, would you like to read Adriana's feedback? She sent us an email.
Here's what she wrote. Hi, excellent podcast. This is my first time writing. I know this podcast will help me to improve my English. Could you please help me with collocations? Thanks, Adriana. Okay, Adriana, we can.
Thank you for your message, Adriana, and your idea. So we're looking at three verbs this week, break, catch, and pay. There are several meanings for break, Reza. What are they?
Where would we begin? There are a lot. Let's see, for example, you can break in the sense of smash, like break a bone, which is like fracture, although break's normally a bit bigger than a fracture. If something stops functioning, it breaks. For example, I broke my laptop, it won't work anymore. You can break in the sense of have a pause. It's break time. Let's have a coffee.
So to break for lunch, descansar o hacer pausa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can physically break things, can't you? You can break a glass. You can break a cup or a dish. You can break an arm or a leg. As you said, you can break a bone. And of course, you can break someone's heart. If you leave somebody, if you desert them, or if you do something very, very bad to hurt someone, you can break their heart.
Like Bertha did with mine. Well, she has done many times, I should say.
Who's Bertha, for the new listeners?
Bertha is the beautiful greyhound, La Galga, who lives in Albaraya.
And how did she break your heart?
Well, it's a story of unrequited love. Unrequited love is el amor no mutuo. It's all for my part, and she just plays with me.
Poor Reza had his heart broken by a canine. Habits. Los hábitos can be broken. You can break a bad habit. The best way to break a bad habit is to replace it with a good one. For example, if you always eat chocolate at 11 o'clock in the morning, if you replace that with eating some fruit, an apple or an orange, you still have the habit of eating something, but you're replacing a good habit. You're breaking a bad one.
Craig, have you ever broken a promise?
I'm sure I have. I'm sure I have many times. Promises can be made. You make a promise, and then if you do what you say, you keep it. So that's another strong collocation, to keep a promise. But if you do not keep it, you break it. Break a promise.
Mm-hmm. That's all well and good, but you haven't answered my question. Have you ever broken a promise?
Yes, I have.
Go on, yeah. Tell the listeners.
Well, I promised myself to lose weight many times. Every January, I make New Year's resolutions, so I make promises to do more exercise, eat less chocolates and cakes, and I break that promise every year. Have you broken any promises?
That I know of, no.
Good.
Never.
You're more honourable than I.
I've said I'd try to do things and they haven't worked out, but I don't think I've broken a promise as far as I know.
Do you make promises to yourself?
Yes.
And do you keep them?
So far, yes.
Good.
So far, yes. Yeah.
Good. You'll have to tell me after the podcast how I can do it.
Oh, the secret is just don't make many. And then there are not many to break.
Yeah. Don't make any promises.
Yeah. Craig, have you ever broken a record?
I think we're breaking a record at the moment because Reza and I have been recording podcasts continually for the last 3 days for the summer because we won't be seeing each other during the summer. So we've been recording every day and doing lots of podcasts, and it's quite hard work, but nevertheless enjoyable. And that must be a record, surely. Recording 3 days, every day podcasts.
Yep. I think we've broken our own record. Craig, what are your favorite icebreakers?
To break the ice means to start a conversation with someone you maybe don't know. So to break the ice, I might say, have you been here before? I might say, I like your dress, or I like your t-shirt. I might say, it's a nice day, isn't it? So those are examples of icebreakers. If you're at a party, you could say, the food's quite good, isn't it? And just start a conversation to break the ice. Do you have any favorites?
Quite often, like many people, I start by talking about the weather. That's always a good icebreaker, isn't it? Like, oh, it's a nice day today, isn't it? Or, oh, it's not a very nice day today, is it?
It's very warm, isn't it, for this time of year? Another collocation with break is the law, la ley. Is that, does that translate to Spanish, romper la ley?
I don't think they say romper la ley. I can't remember how they say that in Spanish.
No cumplir.
No cumplir la ley, yeah. But in English, you can say break the law.
Have you ever broken the law?
Yes.
How?
It
with that haircut.
Yes, I regularly break the law with this haircut. Once or twice, I may have committed very minor offences, like I may have perhaps made an illegal manoeuvre on the road in my car or something like that, but nothing that would put anyone's life in danger. Perhaps I have jumped a red light at 2 o'clock in the morning when no one was around. Technically, that's breaking the law, but I don't feel bad about it.
Jump the light means to go through the light when it's red.
Exactly.
To jump it.
I've done that. Technically, yeah. I broke the law, but I don't feel bad about it. There was no one there. It was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, me too. I've broken the law on the road with minor things like jumping lights or speaking on my mobile phone.
I've never done that. I've never spoken on my mobile phone on the road, and I wouldn't.
I did it once. I got fined. I got caught. I got fined.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I think it's a good lesson, and I stopped doing it. But I constantly see people breaking the law while they're driving on their mobile phones.
Yeah, sadly very common.
Or you can break the law, and you can also break the rules, las reglas. So rules are made to be broken is a common expression. You can break rules.
Yes. Particularly these days, people are very obsessed with thinking outside the box. People think it's a good thing in business, in entrepreneurship, to break rules, not to limit yourself, to be creative.
I think that's true.
Yeah, me too.
Another collocation is with news, las noticias, to break news. So you often see on BBC, CNN, breaking news. It's news that's breaking at the moment. To break the news to someone, you can tell somebody news. That's often used when it's bad news, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think we'll have to break the news to him that his aunt is ill, for example.
Yeah.
It's usually with bad news you have to break to people.
Craig, the last one, I'll let you explain it. Break wind.
Break wind, hacer un pedo. Okay. To fart is the verb, F-A-R-T. It's also a noun, so a fart.
In colloquial English, yeah?
In colloquial English. In the US and in UK English. So it's used in both sides of the Atlantic. So you could say to fart, but a more polite, formal expression is to break wind, which means to expel air via the anus, according to our dictionary.
No, according to me, I didn't need a dictionary for it. That's my own definition. I'm very proud of that.
I understand. So you wrote the word down and you made me say it.
Yep. And read out the definition.
You fart.
That's me.
Moving on to another verb, which is to catch, C-A-T-C-H. The vowel sound is a, so catch. Which words go together? Well, before we look at collocations, Reza, what does catch mean?
Well, catch in the general sense, if you were translated into Spanish, is coger or pillar. Generally, that type of meaning. But then there are many, 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 many phrases which collocate with catch, which have a special meaning. For example, can mean atrapar, agarrar, pescar, catch a fish. Many meanings of catch. Just like Spanish has many meanings with coger and pillar.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For example, to catch a ball.
Yep.
So if a ball is in the air, for example, in rugby or in American football, and the ball ends up in your hands, that's to catch a ball.
And you can also catch a train or a bus, which is coger or tomar in Argentina, because obviously coger has a different meaning in Argentina. So if you get on a bus or a train, you catch it. So you try to catch the 6 o'clock train, for example.
Can you think of any other verb to go with bus or train apart from catch?
Get. You can get the bus. Well, that's quite common, isn't it? Get the train.
Or take as well sometimes.
That's more American, but it's also very common. What train are you getting is more British English. What train are you taking is more American English. You can also catch diseases. You can catch a cold, constiparse. You can catch the flu, gripe. There's an expression to catch your death, which my mum used to say.
But she didn't really mean that you would die. What did she mean by that?
No, not literally. Although sometimes she probably wished I would. put on your coat, she would say, Craig. Put on your coat or you'll catch your death. Meaning you'll catch a really, really bad cold and you'll die. So that expression means you will become sick, become ill if you don't put warm clothes on.
So ill that you might die, in theory.
Exactly.
Now, when the police are looking for a thief, what they hope to do is to catch that person, to catch a thief, to trap him.
Catch a thief, catch a burglar. Oh, there was a burglary in the building yesterday. I didn't tell you. Somebody broke into the flat downstairs. This is true.
Right.
And stole things from inside the flat. And as far as I know, the police didn't catch the burglars, but they're looking for them. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Forgot to tell you.
Did anybody catch sight of him?
No, but our neighbor rents the flat. So there were some American people, tourists, staying in the flat who had keys. And one suspicion is that the keys got copied, or maybe somebody who stayed in the flat before copied the keys. And they don't think it's the people living there at the moment who stole the things, but obviously the police are investigating it. So I hope they catch them.
I hope so. So sadly, to catch sight of is to be able to see someone. No one caught sight of the thief.
As far as we know, no one caught sight of them.
To catch your breath is a very common expression, which means recuperar el aliento. Like that, exactly.
I can't catch my breath. I've been running.
When you're very tired and you find it hard to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Catch someone's eye or attention is pretty common. Craig, where might you try to catch someone's eye or catch someone's attention?
In a shop, perhaps, or especially in a restaurant or a bar, you try to catch the eye of the waiter or waitress, try and catch their attention. So you can catch someone's eye. It's not literally to take their eye, but you make eye contact and you catch their attention, you catch their eye.
Okay. Have you ever caught someone red-handed doing something illegal?
Not that I can remember, although sometimes on the road you catch people doing illegal things. You catch people, as you said, jumping lights or parking illegally. You can catch someone red-handed.
Mm-hmm. So if the police catch someone red-handed, that means they catch them while they're actually committing the crime at the time.
In the act of doing it.
Catch someone in the act, yeah. Or you can also say catch someone at it. That means doing something they shouldn't be doing. For example, we could say that Craig was told not to eat the chocolate cake. And when I returned 5 minutes later, I saw him eating the chocolate cake. I caught him at it. I caught him red-handed with the chocolate cake in his mouth.
So I would say, okay, you caught me. You've caught me. Another common expression is what's the catch or where's the catch? That's using catch as a noun, like trampa. So ¿cuál es la trampa? What's the catch? If you see something at a very, very low price, for example, you might say, what's the catch? What's the catch? Why is it so cheap? There must be a catch here. Can you think of any other expressions with catch?
Catch you later.
Catch you later.
I mean, I'll catch you later, but very often people don't even bother to say I'll. They just say, catch you later.
Nos vemos. Yeah, nos vemos luego. I'll catch you later.
You can catch me at my office. That means that you can find me at my office. Yeah, you
it's
can
like
find me or contact me.
Me puedes pillar?
Pillar. We're going to go on to pay in a while, but first, Craig would like to tell you about our sponsors, Italki.
Yes, if you're interested to know where you can find a very good online teacher to help you improve your English, we'd recommend a website called italki.com, where it's like a marketplace that connects students with teachers. So if you'd like a one-to-one personal teacher who would teach you at your convenience at a time that's good for you, we suggest you go and try our sponsors, Italki, where you'll find great prices for some excellent teachers. And Italki are offering a special deal for our listeners. If you go to inglespodcast.com/Italki, you can get a free lesson to try their service through our website. So we want to say thank you to Italki for sponsoring Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. And we like to say go and have a look and have a little read of the information and see if that's something that you would find useful to improve your English. That's inglespodcast.com/Italki.
Let's continue with our common phrases, this time with the verb pay. So, Craig, can you think of any common expressions with pay?
Well, most people, when they think of the verb to pay, they think of paying with money. We said before, when the police caught us, we paid a fine, una multa. So obviously you pay a fine. You can pay the bill, la cuenta. If you're eating in a restaurant, you ask for the bill and then you pay it. If you're in America, you ask for the check. And then you pay it. You can pay by cash. You can pay by credit card. But apart from paying money, there are other collocations that we can use pay for, aren't there?
Yes. You can also pay a price or pay the price of something. By that, we don't mean an actual price like £2.50 or 75p. No, no, no. We mean as a consequence. So, for example, if you commit a crime and the police catch you, well, then you're going to pay the price, which is to go to prison. Mm-hmm. That's the consequence. Another thing you should pay, but today I haven't, is pay attention.
Pay attention,
Reza. Prestar atención.
What are you doing, Gub? What are you doing, boy? Pay attention.
Yeah, today I found my mind wandering a little bit because I'm a bit tired, a bit distracted. Pay attention.
What does that mean when your mind wanders?
It goes to places it shouldn't go. It's not focused. But I should pay attention more.
So while you're listening to the podcast, it's important to pay attention and also repeat the words that we're saying so you remember them. You can pay a compliment. Hacer cumplidos a alguien. You can pay a compliment on someone's clothes, on somebody's hair, on the way they speak English. I often pay Reza compliments on his Spanish because his Spanish is very good. I know his French is very good. So
I don't know about
pay,
that.
pay compliments to Reza on his French.
He's very complimentary.
When was the last time someone paid you a compliment?
Well, probably you, yeah, about my Spanish or French.
Apart from me.
Oh, I can't remember.
It's been a while since anyone's paid me a compliment on my manly physique.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for me, I don't think that's ever happened. Okay. Another interesting one and very common is to pay someone a visit. Yes, pay someone a visit. It means visit, but it's a nice way of saying it.
But you don't give them money.
No, you don't have to pay to visit them. It just means you go and visit them. So it's a very strange use of the word pay, perhaps, but it's very common.
Yep, pay me a visit sometime just means visit me. You can pay your respects to somebody, especially if somebody passes away, which means they die. To die is not a word that people like to use, so there are other expressions for the verb to die, for example, to pass away. If somebody passes away, it's a custom, obviously, to say to the family and friends of that person, we're really sorry. So you're paying your respects in that situation. So respects are something that you can pay.
Another one is pay for your mistakes. Pay for your mistakes. So sometimes if you make a mistake, there can be very serious consequences. So you will have to pay for those mistakes. That means there will be negative consequences as a result of your mistakes. You're going to pay for your mistakes.
Which is why it's really important to continue listening to our podcasts, because if your English doesn't improve and you make mistakes, maybe you have to pay for your mistakes with your English further down the line.
Craig, has anyone ever made you pay for a mistake? Or have you ever had to pay for your own mistake?
I've had to pay for mistakes in the past, but we'll save that for another podcast. And now it's your turn to practice your English. If you have a question for us or an idea for a future podcast episode, please send us a voice message. And you can send that to speakpipe.com/Inglês podcast. Or you could send us an email with a comment or a question to me, Craig, at inglespodcast.com.
Or to me, Reza@belfastreza@gmail.com.
And if you'd like more detailed show notes, why not become one of our sponsors at Patreon? Go to patreon.com/inglespodcast and join the list of our 11 lovely sponsors, who are Lara, Sara, Mamen, Juan, Sara, Cory, Jorge, Raúl, Rafael, Daniel y Manuel.
Yes, thanks to all of you guys. Eventually, if we get enough money together from our patrons, the idea is that we'll be able to pay for full 100% transcripts of every single word we say. At the moment, that's not possible, but if we get enough money from the Patreon system, that's what we're going to do. So thank you very much.
And on next week's episode, we'll be continuing with common collocations, thanks to Adriana's question, and we'll be looking at the verbs keep, save, and go, and common expressions that go with those three verbs. Until then, thank you for listening, and it's goodbye from Reza.
And Craig says he'll catch you later.
I'll catch you later. The music on this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called Not Catch You Later, But See You Later.